Today, we present the final program in this second series on forest conservation featuring Bill Scott, Forest Ranger. Our scene is Beaver Dam Forest. It is a late summer day, and the sun is about to set in golden glory. Outwardly, the forest and all of its living plants and creatures seem at peace with the world. And yet, on the narrow woods road that runs along Storm Creek, small pebbles and bits of soil have been rolling down from above all day, a danger signal of more serious things to come. But Ranger Bill's niece, June, his two young assistants, Joe and Sam, have no knowledge of what's taking place above Storm Creek as they travel along a forest highway in the pickup truck. Even though this is the last day the three will spend on Beaver Dam Forest this summer, they seem unusually gay in spirit, excited, and downright frisky.
Boy, won't Ranger Bill be surprised?
I just want to see his face, that's all.
A surprise party. Uncle Bill will be pleased.
Oh, sure. Ranger Bill deserves it. He's always doing something for other people, and it's about time someone did something for him.
I don't think Uncle Bill will ever think about that at all. Jeepers, hasn't everybody been wonderful?
You bet, June. Just look at the stuff back there in the truck.
Homemade bread, lemon pie, and homemade root beer from the McDonald's.
Potato salad, coleslaw, and fresh fruit from Mr. Evans.
And that gallon of ice cream from Mayor Arnold. Oh, boy, I can't wait.
There seems to be an awful lot for just the four of us.
Golly, the folks were generous.
We'll do away with all of it. Don't you worry. You just wait and see.
Do you think Uncle Bill is wondering why we're so late?
I don't know. He told me to take it easy, to bring Joe down from Hawk Tower and to pick you up at camp.
Sure, but look at the stops we made. At the McDonald's and Mr. Evans' farm and Mayor Arnold's office.
Oh, stop worrying, June. Ranger Bill knows we can take care of ourselves.
And that's one thing this summer's given me. More confidence than I've ever had before.
Oh, it has been a wonderful summer, hasn't it?
Golly, the things we've learned. Not only how to take care of ourselves, but also how important forests really are.
I know what you mean, Joe. As Ranger Bill says, there's certainly more than timber and trees.
Wood for a thousand uses, and water to drink, for irrigation, and to provide electrical power.
Yes, and food for livestock. And food and shelter for wildlife.
Don't forget recreation, outdoor fun and relaxation.
But it takes planning, June, and good care to keep the soil fertile and the land producing.
Hey, we sound like a forestry encyclopedia come to life.
Well, it's not as funny as it may sound, Joe. We need our forests so very much, but we've just got to take care of them, keep them green and growing.
Hey, we certainly were tenderfeet. Yeah, before we met Ranger Bill, weren't we, Sam?
I feel like a wise old woods veteran now. Yes, sir.
My, aren't you two really something?
We didn't mean to brag, June. It's just that, well, as Sam said, we've got real confidence now.
Sure, that's it. I bet you couldn't lose us in a forest anymore, and I bet there are a few tough situations that we couldn't get out of either.
Well, I wonder what Uncle Bill would think if he heard you two now.
Oh, don't mind her, Joe. She's jealous, that's all.
Say, look at that sun over there, and it's sinking pretty fast. We are running late, aren't we?
It'll be dark before we get to the ranger station.
Aha, fear not, little ones. I have a plan. Here's the turn I've been looking for.
Sam, where are you going?
Oh, I'm taking a shortcut, June, that's all. It'll get us to the ranger station in half the time it would take on the highway.
Hey, this is the logging road along Storm Creek, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, Joe. A real shortcut. I was over it last year during the big fire.
Last year? Well, I don't know, Sam. Ranger Bill has warned us about traveling on roads that we're not sure of.
Maybe we'd better go back to the highway, Sam, even if it does take longer that way.
Golly, don't you have any confidence in us, June?
Well, I...
Sure, this is a cinch to get us back in a hurry. Now, you just relax, June.
Well, all right. Say, isn't that the most beautiful sunset we've had all summer?
Gee, it's something, all right.
Sam.
Yes, June.
Sam, I'm not worried anymore.
Ah, swell. I told you we'd be all right coming this way.
Hold everything.
What
Look,
is it?
Up ahead there. Oh,
good gravy. It's a big uprooted tree lying right across the road in front of us. Say, I better stop.
Golly, it is a big tree, isn't it?
Oh, what are we going to do?
Gee, I don't know.
Let's go back to the highway, Sam.
There's no place to turn around in, June. We're right on the top of the cliff.
And it's too far to back up all the way.
What was that?
Hey, look! Look at that. Yeah, all those rocks and that dirt coming down on the road. I don't like this, Sam. That's the result of the fire last year.
Sam, I'm frightened.
Oh, now, June.
Hey, quick, get behind the truck. Look out. It's a landslide, and it's right behind us.
June, are you all right?
I wasn't hit.
I'm okay, too. Golly, were we lucky. Not a scratch on us or the truck. And just look at those big rocks.
Oh, but what a mess we're in just the same.
Tree blocking us in front, heavy boulders blocking us in the back.
Now what?
I guess we better call Ranger Bill on the shortwave radio.
Yeah, I suppose we'd better.
Well, there goes our surprise party. Ranger Bill probably will come and help us out of this mess. He'll see the food and... Oh, doggone the luck anyway.
Oh, call him, Sam. Maybe everything will work out yet.
Oh, you're swell, June. Instead of laughing at us for talking so big and acting so mighty, you aren't laughing at all.
Oh, we're all in this together, Sam.
Well, I've learned a lesson, believe me.
And, Joe, I'm afraid it was all my fault.
Oh, stop it, both of you. Sam, call Uncle Bill.
I hope his set's on, that's all. Well, here goes. Let her warm up a bit first. Mm-hmm. Okay, now. SP-7 to Beaver Dam Ranger Station. SP-7 to Beaver Dam Ranger Station. Come in, Ranger Station.
Ranger Station, back to SP-7. All right, go ahead, Sam.
Gee, it's almost as though he expected us to call.
Ranger Bill, we're in trouble. Come in.
Go ahead, Sam.
Golly, he's a prop.
We're on the Storm Creek Road, Ranger Bill, on the edge of the cliff. Nearly got caught in a landslide. The truck's blocked by a big tree in front and rocks in the back. We can't move either way. Come in, please.
Cut your way out. Is there anything else? Come in.
Cut your way out? What does he mean?
Holy smoke, are we dumb?
Why, sure. We've got a 2-man crosscut saw in the truck, and we can use the saw to cut our way out. You'd better answer Ranger Bill, Sam.
SP-7, back to Ranger Station. Okay, Ranger Bill, we'll make it all right. SP-7 off.
That's the stuff. Don't waste time getting here. Ranger Station off.
Oh, boy, weren't we the prize dumbheads, though?
See, everything's going to be all right after all. Hurry, boys, let's get out of here. It's getting dark, and we still have a surprise party on our hands.
Well, I'll get the saw, Sam. It's a big tree, but we can cut it so that the top end will slide over the cliff. That'll clear her out of the way, yes, sir.
Well, then, come on, let's go.
Boy, that was some workup, but we certainly did it, didn't we, June?
I'm proud of both of you.
There she blows. Oh, there's our ranger station ahead.
Drive to the back, Sam, where Uncle Bill won't see us. Then we'll get busy.
I just hope Mr. Glover sends those stakes in time as he promised.
Say, that's funny. No lights are on in the ranger station.
No lights are showing anywhere.
Well, we'll drive on back anyway. Say, I wonder where Ranger Bill is.
Oh, he must be around somewhere, Sam. Don't worry unless he sees us first. All right, we can stop here.
All right, you two. I'll hunt up Ranger Bill. You get going with the supper.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Well, hey, where'd all you folks come from?
They were hiding behind the woodshed.
Yeah, well, I'll be doggone. Look, there's Mr. and Mrs. Glover.
And Penny Perkins.
I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
And the McDonald's, too.
And Mayor Arnold.
You bet.
And Mr. Evans, how did you get here?
It was easy, June. After you left my place, well, I just cranked up the helicopter, and, well, it only took me a few minutes.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. We planned this as a surprise party for you, Ranger.
Now, you really didn't think you could fool the Ranger, did you, Sam?
Gee, Ranger, I guess not. Oh, we should have known better.
Well, here now. Brighten up. Everyone's in on this party. Now, you two boys have done such a fine job all summer, and you too, June, at your camp, that all of these good friends of yours planned this long before you did.
Land sakes, what are we waiting for? With all this talking going on, a body won't get anything to eat at all.
You're absolutely right, Mrs. McDonald. Let's get going. I'm kind of hungry myself.
But we have to fix supper yet.
Well, it's all fixed, June. Tom and Betty Glover brought over a big section of barbecued beef. And you've got prepared food in the truck. Table's all set alongside the ranger station, so come on, let's go.
Okay, I'm really starving.
Yep, yes.
Oh,
very
good. Mm, this is good.
Really something.
Let me tell you, folks, this is the best meal I've had in a long, long time.
Yeah, I guess that goes for all of us, Mayor Arnold.
Gosh, it's sure going to be tough leaving all of you good people.
None of that, Sam. Now, you and Joe have forestry college ahead of you, and there'll be more summers between sessions. Well, now, how about a little tune on that harmonica of yours, Sam? This'll be one farewell banquet that won't have speeches, I'm glad to say.
Hold on a minute, Ranger. Not so fast. All right, Mr. McDonald.
I'm not much of a speech maker, Mr. Mayor, but here goes. Ranger Scott, all these folks kind of elected me to say a few words before we wind up tonight. And I'm thinking this is as good a time as any to say them.
Well, no, Mr. Mac, there's no need for
quiet,
you.
Quiet, man. Just listen. Here we are, a mayor of a town, a young rancher and his wife, a young and up-and-coming farmer, a schoolgirl, two schoolgirls, counting you, Miss June, and Sarah and myself, farmers, too. Then there's you, a forest ranger, and the two boys who are planning to go places in forestry. What brought us all together? Well, sir, it was a forest. But more than that, it was what you're trying to do to help the forest serve us all better, everybody better, that made our paths cross. I just want to say we're mighty proud it happened. We know now how important it is to manage the forest for the good of all of us, to keep it safe from overcutting, from bugs and fire, and from overgrazing. And if ever you want to teach other folks the same lesson, you just call on us, Ranger Bill Scott. We're your friends and the friends of the forest. Well, that's about all I got to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mack. Thanks to all of you. Sam, how about that harmonica now?
Okay, sir.
Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all the acquaintance be forgot and never?
And as the strains of Auld Lang Syne blend with the night air surrounding the Beaver Dam Ranger Station, we say so long for a while to Ranger Bill, to June, Joe, and Sam, to all of their good friends, until another time. Participating in this series on forest conservation have been the following members of the radio workshop of the New York City Board of Education. Larry Korn was Joe. Sam was played by Bob Dash. Joan Jackson was cast in the role of June. Other members of the cast included Stan Gurell, Evelyn Leisner, Ilse Bessman, Philip Gittleman, Alan Roman, Dick Gebhardt, Bob Jasinski, Ruth Ullman, and Dan Melnick. Sound effects were handled by Dwayne Marshall, Al Argoff, and Tom Connors. Music was the responsibility of Tom Hartley. Robert Napier was our harmonica player. Our engineers were Al Weintraub and Joe Skolnick. Bill Scott, Forest Ranger, featuring Glenn Woods as Ranger Bill, has come to you with the cooperation of the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Bill Scott series was written by Bill Berghoffen and produced for radio by Van Rensselaer Brocon. Your narrator has been Al Riley.